Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mania Mania! Welcome to a special edition of Mania Mania. Today we're going to do a companion piece to our usual Mania Mania podcast. Joy and I are going to go over some wrestling terms that we use all the time and had never bothered to think, hey, maybe people don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, do some people not know what these words are?
Apparently they don't watch this stuff all the time and listen to tons of podcasts where people say these things. So, Joy, okay. I'm going to start throwing a lot of terms at you.
Yes.
And then you're going to give us the wonderful definition.
Okay.
And we're going to go in alphabetical order because that's what the page is formatted in.
Okay.
So our first term is, Zway, what's an angle?
An angle is basically a storyline. So like two wrestlers going at it for multiple weeks or multiple months at a time,
right,
leading up to a big event, generally like WrestleMania. That's usually called an angle.
Wonderful. What is a baby face?
A baby face, or sometimes just shortened face, is a good guy. He's the guy.
He's our hero. He's the guy that we look up to and cheer for.
He's the person you're supposed to like.
And this is one that I didn't even know until I read this thing. What is the blow off? You just talked about an angle.
Yeah, a blow off is the last match of the angle or feud. Angle, feud, storyline, they're all the same. But the blow off match is the one that it's the culmination, it's the climax of the angle.
Excellent. We say this one all the time. But what is booking or like to run the book?
That is the person in charge of making all the decisions as to what storylines or what matches are going to be together.
Right. So they put together a card. A card is the list of matches for an event.
Yes,
yeah?
The card is the list of matches on the event. And a booker, back in the day, like Dusty Rhodes was a booker for Georgia Championship Wrestling and Florida Championship Wrestling. And generally speaking, Vince would be considered the booker for WWE.
Right. This is one that we use all the time. Botch.
Yeah. Botch is when a move does not go properly. I'll put it in the simplest terms. It's when you fuck up.
Excellent. One thing that Ric Flair is known for, and that's a Broadway. What is a Broadway?
A Broadway is a time limit draw. Ric Flair used to do what they call 60-minute Broadways, so the time limit was 60 minutes, and then a Broadway is that nobody actually wins the match.
Mm-hmm.
But since Ric Flair was the champion, he got to walk out with the belt. So 60-minute Broadway.
We talk about characters a lot, and we use this term. What is bury, when you bury someone?
Bury is when you make them look less than what they are, or like, so if somebody's like popular and then like Triple H doesn't want him to be popular anymore, he'll bury him. Like on the microphone, he'll make fun of him and say in like really derogatory terms, or in a match, make him look really weak and no sell. Well, we'll get to no sell.
That's right.
And then make that character just look weak and therefore making the crowd not get behind him anymore.
One I passed and going to go back to is Blade. What is Blade?
Blade is when you cut yourself to make blood come out.
Yay. And I miss it every single time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
When we say to get cut, speaking of blading, what does it mean when we say to get color? Like we say that a lot.
Yeah, get color, it's when you blade and then spread the blood out generally to make it look like your face is covered in blood. You can generally see it like that's when like if somebody blades themselves, then after that their opponent will start punching them in the face a lot.
A really good distinction for that is that it's super intentional. Like they go out like to get color is an intentional thing in a match to add something to the psychology.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not It's super on purpose.
Now we're to the letter D. What's a dark match? What does that mean?
Dark match is a match before the event actually starts, or in like televised portion,
right?
Before it actually starts, so just for like the live crowd to like get them excited and pump them up.
Yeah, we saw a really good example of this one in WrestleMania 13, and it's a double turn.
Ooh, double turn is when you go into the match as a babyface. Or just the turn in general would be if you come into a match or an angle as a babyface and then you leave that match or angle as a heel, heel being the bad guy. And then a double turn would be if, as you mentioned, WrestleMania 13, mm-hmm. Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold came in as the heel,
mm-hmm.
Bret Hart came in as the babyface. by the end of the match, Bret Hart was the heel, Stone Cold was the babyface. So double turn is when both members of both people involved in the match both turn to the opposite sides.
Yeah, it's the intention is to have the crowd all of a sudden change their allegiance or feeling towards one wrestler to something else.
Exactly.
I hate that guy. Now I love that guy.
Yeah.
To do
it both at the same time is nuts.
It's really hard.
That's impressive.
What is a fall? Like, we talk about best 2 out of 3 falls,
yeah.
Or this is a one fall match with a 15-minute time limit. Mm-hmm.
A fall is the outcome of a match. So it could be a pinfall, submission, mm-hmm. countout, or... disqualification. That's
so,
technical.
Yeah, so if we say the match is 2 out of 3 falls, that means you have to pin your opponent twice to win the entire match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a good one. What is a feud? We talked about Angle earlier, but this is like a feud.
Yep. A feud is very similar. It's that feuds generally last longer. Like
right.
an Angle could very well be just like a 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah, I always think about this longer. Like a feud is the war, whereas
exactly.
an angle
yes.
is like a battle.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a good
you
way
can
to
have
put it.
Several. You can have several angles within a feud, but
right.
I always think of the Von Erichs versus the Freebirds
yeah,
was a
feud.
Lifetime feud.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Austin Rock could be a feud
yeah,
because
yeah.
like that lasted 5-6 years over multiple WrestleManias.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like Austin McMahon, that could also be a feud because
absolutely.
That lasted so long.
Here's another one in the F. It's finish. What is a finish?
A finish is the end of a match, or generally it's the planned end
yeah,
of a match.
Yeah, the outcome, what's
yeah.
going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody going into the match, you know what the finish is going to be. So, like, in the back, people are like, all right, what's the finish? Because you need to know how the match is going to end.
Excellent. This is a word that I like using a lot. It's gimmick. What's
yeah.
a gimmick? It could be a lot of different things.
Yeah,
this
gimmick can definitely be a lot of different things. Generally speaking, it's the character
mm-hmm.
That you're portrayed. Like, the Ultimate Warrior is a gimmick.
Right.
The guy's name, he was Jim Hellwig. That's the guy, that's the right. wrestler. But the Ultimate Warrior was the gimmick.
Yeah, like the Undertaker is Mark Calloway. He's
yes.
he's not actually someone that works in a morgue
right.
and buries people.
Yes.
He dresses up in a certain way, wears the wardrobe and the costume of another,
yeah.
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, gimmick can be used as like, just something that you carry around. Like sometimes wrestlers, like Austin, a lot of times we'll mention, you got those gimmicks over there.
Yeah.
And it's just like talking about like your, like Jim Cornette's racket could be
right.
called a gimmick.
Exactly. Cool. The go home or go home.
Okay. Go home is, you're going home is like, you're setting up the finish. You're
yeah.
going into the finish. So it's like Austin on his podcast a lot of times says, they're giving me the go home cue.
Yeah.
That basically means, all right, time to go to the finish.
We're going into like the last spot of the match.
Right.
Like how we're going to get right to the end. So
exactly.
it's like a signal that they use in the ring
yep.
to say, okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
We're going into the finish.
Yeah. We got them where we want them. Let's end this now.
Okay.
Go home.
On to the letter H. What is heat?
Heat is basically hatred from the crowd. So. If you're a heel, you want to get heat. You want to get as much heat as you can.
Right.
That
could be like verbal crowd noise.
Yep.
Or just making your opponent really angry.
Yes.
It's basically an illicit response from
mm-hmm.
somebody. Like you're just trying to get them to hate you.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And it could be like you said. It could be from vocally. Or it could be actually wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of heat you can back in the day it was when people would throw stuff into the ring like
right.
you knew you got some heat then and just booze just in general will get you a lot
excellent
know you got heat
what is a high spot
high spot generally speaking is just like an exciting move
mm-hmm.
Or risky move
so like when we talk about it it's generally like the high flyers that do a lot of stuff off the top rope
yes
or basically like something I always think about, it's a point in the match where they think that, hey, this move's going to get a lot of response from the crowd.
Right.
So, like, hey, if we go over and take the tables apart and do a big move that
mm-hmm.
crushes them and it's something that'll make the crowd go, oh, then
yes.
that would be considered a high spot. Am I
yeah.
right?
Yeah. It's a spot just in general is just a series of moves generally or like tackle, drop down, headlock,
right.
take it again, as they always say. Like that's a spot. And then a high spot is one that's more dangerous.
Excellent. What is a house show?
House show is a non-televised event. So the shows that travel around that you'll see on like a Wednesday night
mm-hmm.
in the local armory or whatever.
Yes. Something that's really interesting about house shows is that they usually, like, because usually the televised events are once a week or once every couple of days. Mm-hmm. Any angles or feuds that they have going on will almost kind of be on hold while they're doing the house shows because they don't consider them to count because they're not on television. So they will, like, break the storyline so these guys can still work together and you know, do the shows.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily continue their storylines with things that aren't televised.
Right.
Am I kind of right about that?
And sometimes, like, when they have house shows closer to the event or, like, closer to, like, a blow-off match, those two that will be in that match will have a match at a house show so that they can work together and get, like, the chemistry there. So when they're on television, it'll be a more coherent and succinct match.
Excellent. I don't know if you know this one. So okay. I don't know. It's Jerk the Curtain.
Oh, yeah. Jerk the Curtain is when you're the opening match.
Yay.
So it's like the dark match is before, and then the Jerk the Curtain could be the very first match of the event.
Excellent. Job or jobber.
Job is to lose the match, and then a jobber is a person who just loses all the time.
Yeah.
Like Barry Horowitz was a big jobber, and then when he won, he finally won a match every week.
Yeah, like when someone says, I got to go out there and do the job, or I'm going to do the job, that means that they're going out there to intentionally lose to, I mean, all of it's scripted.
But yes.
The person that's going to lose the match is the jobber.
Mm-hmm.
Kayfabe.
Okay.
That's a big one.
Yeah, kayfabe is basically the illusion that wrestling is real, that the storylines, the characters, everything is legitimate and everything is a real thing.
I'm going to use a term that I hate using all the time. I hate saying it back in the day.
Yeah.
But it's now the only way people understand history.
Yes.
So, but back in the day, kayfabe was really important and it was protected at all costs. Like, you had, if you were a heel, you would only travel or be seen with heels.
Right.
If you were a babyface, the same thing. And they used to stay in different hotels. I mean, they would go to the nth degree to protect any of the angles or feuds that they were doing because for people to see that it wasn't real, they thought limited people's interest in what was going on, which cost everyone money.
Mm-hmm.
So kayfabe is something that they talk about all the time when they're saying, you know, we want to protect the business. We want to protect the illusion of the entertainment that we're putting on.
Yeah. Like in Japan, they still have like – They take buses to different events, so they have a face bus and they have a heel bus.
Right.
WWE when they go to Europe, they still do that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's the last I heard at least.
To kick out.
It's when you're getting when someone is going for a pin or going for their fall, and then you kick out. Usually at like 2.5 is when people kick out.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's to break up a pin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're breaking up your own pin. So, like, if Terry was pinning me, I would kick out.
Oh, you wouldn't kick out.
Using my feet.
You wouldn't kick. You'd be 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
No, I don't think so.
I'm getting some heat.
Yeah.
Heat! What is a lumberjack? If I say this match is a lumberjack match, what does that mean?
Lumberjack match? Have we seen a lumberjack match? No.
Well, I don't know if I consider like the last that cruiserweight one with everyone standing around waiting to go in.
Mm-hmm. So a lumberjack match is it's when there's two guys in the ring and then there's about 20 guys on the outside of the ring. So they get other wrestlers from the back to be on the outside to basically keep the two inside the ring.
I mean, like to me, it's a group of people on the ground that are there to enforce some certain rule or limitation on the match.
Yeah, generally speaking, it's because there's like the heel in this match likes to run away.
Yeah.
So it's one step below a ladder match, not a ladder match, a cage match. I would say.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What is the main event?
Main event is generally speaking the last match on the card, but it's the most important match. It's the one that everybody's there to see.
Yes, the
Hulk draw. Hulk Hogan versus Andre is the main event.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What is a mark? We say this all the time.
A mark is a fan who's very enthusiastic about it. Generally, a mark is someone who believes it, who buys into it. Yeah, buys into it. We're a mark because we like it.
Well, yeah, and when I use it with us, it's like we're probably considered a smark or a smart mark.
Yes.
Which is someone that understands that it's entertainment and kind of sees the inner workings of what's going on.
Yeah.
But from time to time, we still give in to the illusion
and
kind of still get excited and all this stuff, even though we understand what's going on.
Right, yeah.
So, but yeah, it's the ability to to really kind of take this as something that's real and really kind of it's like watching a movie. If you kind of buy into what's happening,
you're
a mark for that movie.
The term mark actually comes from carny times.
Is that right?
Yeah, there would be a guy that would walk around with a piece of chalk, and he would mark guys that he think would buy into the games. So he'd mark like on their like their suit jackets. So
nice.
So then a guy though who's work like one of the carnival barkers working the games, he was like, "Hey, sir, come on over here."
Very cool. What is a mechanic? Stone Cold always refers to himself as a mechanic. What's a mechanic?
A guy who's generally speaking just really good at the at being a wrestler.
Right. He's really sound technically. He doesn't rely on super gimmicks or anything to get over. Like he's just a good he's a worker.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets in there and kind of knows what he's
just
doing.
A good worker. Knows how to put together a match. Knows how to get somebody over. Like if it's this guy's job to put someone over, the mechanic is going to know how to do it.
Right.
If he needs to get over, he's going to know how to do it.
Okay.
Put together a solid match without any botches and stuff like that. And that's usually how I see it.
What is a mouthpiece? This is something that kind of comes up all the time.
Yeah.
What is a mouthpiece?
Often it's like the manager. Like Paul Heyman is the mouthpiece for Brock Lesnar because Paul Heyman knows how to talk on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone that does all the talking for maybe someone that's not as good at it.
Right.
This is one we use all the time. What is over? What is it doesn't mean something's done. When something's over, what does that mean?
It's working the way that it's supposed to. Like super popular. A babyface who's over is super popular. A heel who's over is super hated.
Someone whose gimmick is getting through to the fans, it's over. Like it's working.
Right. Like when
something's getting its desired effect.
Exactly. Like when a babyface is over, there's a huge pop. Like Hulk Hogan is over. Anytime you hear the music, the Real American play,
right?
Huge pop.
Yeah,
he's over.
Because Hogan's over.
Because Hogan is over.
This is one that's kind of a newer piece of terminology, but I saw an article on CM Punk today, so it automatically makes me think that this is relevant. What's a pipe bomb?
A pipe bomb is a promo.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go ahead and put promo in there. What's a promo?
Okay, so a promo is when you're cutting. When you're talking on the mic, and a promo is like basically trying to get people interested in your match.
Yeah.
So like if I'm cutting a promo on Terry, I'm trying to build up the match so that people won't want to watch it.
You're saying a lot of bad things about me and my family, and tell me that you're ready for this match.
Exactly.
Then I come back and I cut a promo on you, and I say, "Hey, man, that was rude."
Yeah.
So maybe we should just settle this down at the Coliseum next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's a promo. So you want to get into it. And then a pipe bomb is what they call is like when it kind of blurs the lines between kayfabe and reality.
Yeah, good.
So it's like what they call a worked shoot. So
We haven't done those yet.
So we got to get – this is what happens when we do it in alphabetical order.
All right. What's a work?
A work is wrestling and it's fake. So not fake, predetermined.
Right.
So we know that what's happening isn't like these two people don't really hate each other.
Right.
And work like a worked punch is not a real punch. Like you're not trying to knock the guy's teeth out. Like you're going to connect.
I think of it in terms of like actresses and actresses.
Yeah.
Like you're not really Batman.
Right.
You're pretending to be Batman.
Right. Keaton is not Batman.
He's working Batman.
Yeah. Right. It's a work.
Okay. And then to shoot is to really Batman.
Yes. Like
you're going out there at night and you're driving a Batmobile and you're really
Michael
putting people
in jail. Michael Keaton throws batarangs at people.
Exactly.
Would be a shoot.
But a shoot is it's real.
Yeah,
there's,
a shoot's
there's
real.
There's nothing fake about it at all. Like if someone's doing a shoot on someone in the ring, they're really hitting them.
Yeah. Or like
they're really trying to damage them.
Right. Or there's a match Goldberg versus William Regal.
Right.
Because Regal shot on Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like actually wrestling him.
Yeah.
Goldberg was not very competent in the ring as a wrestler, whereas William Regal is extremely competent as a wrestler.
Right.
So he was shoot wrestling him.
So this gets back
to. He was like trying to hold him down legitimately.
Yeah, this gets us back to then the pipe bomb is a promo that is.
Yeah, it's a worked shoot, which means it's planned, but it's made to look like it's reality. So it's like everyone knew that CM Punk was going to go out there and talk. Like it's like, no, go out there and say whatever you want. But that was planned. So he was talking about things that were like, oh, wow, is he supposed to say that? Whereas everybody's like, yeah, everybody knew he was going to say that. But we as marks didn't know that. Right. So we're like, oh no, this is crazy.
What's a pop?
Pop is a positive reaction from the crowd. Just really, just excitement.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan gets major pops.
Yep.
All the time.
Or a move gets a big pop. So, like, you know, big high spot move.
Yeah,
something
big
off
reaction.
The top rope.
Yeah, big
people
reaction.
Get out of their seat and cheer really
yeah.
big.
Yeah, anytime you see, like, a lot of flash bulbs at, like, an old WrestleMania, that'll be a pop.
What is a push? Like, a wrestler gets what we call a push.
A push is when a wrestler is getting, getting popular with the fans, so they mm-hmm. want to raise him up. So, yep. like... Daniel Bryan ended up getting a push because he was popular with the fans, so they pushed him up into the main event. So he was like a mid-carder, and then like, oh, wow, he's really popular. Well, let's push him.
Yeah.
So the push goes up into the main event. From you, generally speaking, you go from a lower ranking to a higher ranking.
Exactly. What is a – this is one of my favorites. What's a potato?
Potato is when you really punch somebody.
But it's not like a in the shoot sense of you're not going there trying to hurt someone.
Right.
It's basically like – oh, like they say they put it in or make it look snug.
Yeah.
You're basically hitting someone, but the intent is not to hurt them.
Right.
It's just to make it look real.
Yeah.
A potato is one that maybe gets a little too close and is a little, you know, it's like I accidentally hit you.
Right. And sometimes it's they also followed up with a receipt.
That was my next one. What's a receipt?
A receipt is
it's a payback.
Yeah, it's a payback.
Potato.
Yeah. Say I get Terry potatoes me and I didn't really like it. I'd give him one back.
Yeah.
And then basically saying, hey, Terry, don't do that to me.
What's a rib?
A rib is like a joke. Generally, wrestlers are big practical jokers. So they pull what they call ribs on people. Like they would... I remember
shit in their bag.
Yeah,
or
there was one time. I think it was
glue the inside of their cowboy hat so that it won't come off their head. just practical jokes.
They would put tie up somebody's pant leg in a knot, so it would just be a hassle to take it out. And then, I believe there was one time. What's his name? Stone Cold was telling a story about Owen Hart who put tuna fish in his trunks,
right?
So it would just smell anytime he was in the ring with him, Just for no reason, just to do it.
Here's a good one. What's a rub? This is important in storylines.
It's basically helping somebody not as popular get popular.
Yeah.
It's a way to put him over. Like Rocky Johnson at WrestleMania 13,
yeah,
it might have been, or 12. When The Rock first came out and he wasn't that popular, Rocky Johnson came out because Rocky Johnson, The Rock's father, was popular. So he kind of gave him the rub.
Yeah. The Warrior came back and Triple H jobbed to him in, I can't remember exactly which WrestleMania it was.
11.
But
it was
11. WrestleMania 11.
Yeah.
Even though Triple H lost that match, he got a rub because he was in a very popular match against a high-profile opponent.
Right. It's almost like a mini, really tiny push. It's giving you enough. It's giving you a little jolt of.
Gives you a little exposure, a little bit.
Like
it says something to the crowd. It says, "Oh, this guy's good enough to be in the ring with this guy, or if he can beat this guy, that means he's really good."
Yeah.
So we pay more attention to him.
It's like you'll get a rub, and then you get exposure, and people will notice you, and then that's when people will start following you, and then you'll get a push off of that.
What is a schmoz?
A schmoz is just like a mess of a brawl at the end of a match. So it's like it never actually it's just a mess of a finish, essentially.
Right.
Like when
someone will run in and interfere with the referee.
Yes.
And you know, someone else will gain advantage and maybe cheat to win.
Right. It'll be like in the Attitude Era, like DX would come down and then the Nation of Domination would come down and then like somebody would end up winning, but it was like it wasn't a clean victory, and then there was a bunch of people, and it was kind of a mess.
Right. What's a sell? What does it mean to sell?
Sell is to make it look like your opponent's move hurts. Like, this is a work, as we've said, so it's scripted. It's not like I'm not legitimately trying to hurt somebody, but the sell makes it look like it legitimately hurt that person.
Yeah. Like a DDT... Probably, I mean, it might hurt a little bit, but it certainly doesn't knock you out.
Right.
To sit there and roll around on the mat like you're unconscious, you're selling that move.
Exactly.
What does it mean when you say stretching? So this is kind of a rib in the ring that people do to one another.
Stretching is when you put somebody in like a submission hold and like you actually cause harm. Like you're legitimately trying to, like an abdominal stretch that's legitimately stretching the abdominals. right. or, you know, tying them up in like a pretzel and like doing it in like a shoot fashion. So it's like a real submission hold instead of a work submission hold.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well then let's go all the way down to the letter X mm-hmm. and our last, cause we just talked about this one off the air. What is the X signal?
The X signal is when somebody is legitimately hurt in the ring. The mm-hmm. referee will throw up the X. Like, he'll cross his arms at the forearms, signal to, like, the back that they need a doctor, or they need to basically call the match. Like, they need to go to the finish. Maybe they need to go home sooner.
Excellent. I think we did a good job. We got these people a lot of knowledge about wrestling terminology. So, ladies and gentlemen, now you are prepared to watch any wrestling event
yeah.
and know a lot of terms and be super informed about what's going on. So now you can take this and just go back and listen to all the Mania Manias and be on the inside of what's going on. So until the next Mania Mania, I am Terry and this is Jue. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.